Here we are in Petersburg, Alaska, celebrating the heritage and culture of Norway.
Mm-hmm.
And so the history, of course, is that Norway gained independence from Sweden in 1814. And it actually didn't get full independence for 91 years later, which is a little fun little factoid. But the 17th of May is a celebration for children, just like it is here. And in Norway, you'll see parades and lots of the bunads, the costumes that we're all wearing. And those, for most people, is the most expensive piece of clothing that they have. They even have insurance. You can get insurance for your bunad for the 17th of May in case somebody spills something on you, mm-hmm. which is, you know, something you don't see over here. And then, as I mentioned yesterday, that people eat a lot of hot dogs and ice cream. But another fun fact is that Norway is the largest consumer per capita of pizza. Norwegians love pizza.
Really?
You wouldn't have thought it. You would think it would be all fish and more fish and maybe moose. But pizza is they're the highest consumers of that. And another fun fact is they like ketchup on their pizza.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not sure why. If you ask a Norwegian, why do you put ketchup on the pizza? Their answer is, why wouldn't you put ketchup on your pizza? They just can't fathom that others would not put ketchup on their pizza.
Interesting. You mentioned the bunads. You've got one on. Could you talk a little bit about the region that's from? And
Sure. So this one is from Rogaland, which is where my father is from, Stavanger. My mother is actually from Bulda, which is in the north, above the Arctic Circle, right below the Arctic Circle, and my father's from the south. And so my sister wears one from where my mother is from, and I wear one from where my father is from. I lived in Oslo for a few years and worked for an oil company, and so my oldest son was born in Oslo, so he would wear an Oslo bunad. I guess I could wear that as well, but this is the one that I picked to recognize my father and the history on that side. And so, yeah, I've worn it for my children's baptisms. I've worn it at weddings, 17th of May, of course, when the King of Norway came. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how much use I've gotten out of this wonderful costume. But it took a year to make it. It's unbelievable the amount of time that goes into the embroidery on it. So first it's putting it together, and then it's embroidering and everything. And it's quite the labor of love to make all the bunads.
Mm-hmm. And do people instantly recognize the different bunads? I mean, is it pretty well known, the different regions?
They are, yeah. People pretty much know. And there's, of course, ones that are more popular than others, mostly because of population, right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people from the Stavanger area. There's a lot of people from Oslo area and from the north. There's kind of a north bunad. But then there's also small little region and variations. So there are a couple that are standouts that I guess aren't as recognizable. And then there's what they call the everyday bunad, the Hverdags bunad. And I've seen some of those around here too, which is, you know, it's not embroidered. It's not as intricate, but they're beautiful. And they come in different colors, blues and reds. And I really like seeing those Hverdags bunads.
Well, things you're looking forward to doing here during the festival here in Petersburg.
Well, I love meeting the people. Mm-hmm. There's so many wonderful people here and seeing familiar faces and new faces. Yesterday with the unveiling of the murals on the Hammer and Wiccan store. Mm-hmm. Wow, that was quite the tribute to some Norwegians who came here and established this business, and to see all the generations coming together and celebrating their ancestry, that's going to be a highlight. That was super. Next up is the Bunad Style Show, and so I'll go and join that just to meet some of the others and see where all the other Bunads here are from. It's always fun to see that. And then I'm hoping to get out on the water. Petersburg has the most amazing fjords, the mountains, and the water, and I've been dreaming of Dungeness crab for quite a while.
The ambassador couldn't make it this year, but hopefully in future years.
Right. So the ambassador was here last time. Mm-hmm. Ambassador Kåre Aas is now in Israel. Mm-hmm. We have a new ambassador, female. Her name is Anniken Krutnes, and she definitely wants to come. Her executive assistant is here this year again, mm-hmm. and she fell in love with Petersburg when she came with the former ambassador. And so she's going to go back and tell the ambassador that she has to come, that there's no choice. She has to come to Petersburg. So good. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see her in the next year or two.